My name is Angharad Mair. I'm chairman of Tinopolis Wales.
And why do you think Tinopolis Wales can provide the best news coverage for Wales?
Well, we are currently producing 1.5 hours of live television in Wales, in Welsh, for S4C. So we feel that we know Wales, we know the people, we know the viewers, we know the communities. We've built up a relationship with the communities in Wales for over 20 years, and this really is a new service, is an extension of that. At the moment, we've got a big news gathering team in Tinopolis. It's the editorial decisions that are different at the moment. It's just a case of, instead of providing news that fit magazine programme in the evening, it's more of the news that would fit what you might call a more traditional news programme in the evening.
Okay, because one of the criticisms of your bid is that at the moment you're quite small in the sense that you provide a lot of coverage for South Wales, I understand. What do you think you will do to make sure that you provide comprehensive coverage for the whole of Wales?
No, actually, we're not that small. We're based in Llanelli, but we've got offices in Cardiff Bay, mm-hmm. just around the corner from where we're standing now, and we've also got offices in Caernarfon. Mm-hmm. So we cover the whole of Wales at the moment. You might have meant that we're quite small in that we've got a relationship with Real Radio, and they're now the only nationwide radio service in Wales. But we're not a consortium as such, because we think that could lead to a lot of difficulties. But our big idea and our ethos is that all the news that we would gather would be available free of charge to anybody who might want to use that news. So, for example, if you wanted to set up your own personal website using any of the content that we would be gathering, editing, producing, you would be able to do that, and you could do anything that you would want to do with that content. There would be no restrictions on it, no copyright, nothing. It would be yours, because at the end of the day, it's public money paying for this, and we think it ought to be a public